it's in Perikei Avodas Kechovim, Halacha Vav. So the Ram says, Navi Amisnabi B'Shem Avodas Kechovim Ketzad, Ze Omer Omerli Avodas Kechovim Plonus Akov Plonus Mitzlas Kach Kach Hashlosos. Anyways, Afilu Kivon Es Halacha, Latame Es Atame, Latar Es Atohar. In Hishibo B'Fnei Shnayim, Areza Nechmak. Shenema Vaisheri Dab B'Shem Alim Acherim. Okay, so the according to the Rambam, so the question is like this. The question is, it's not like the Ramban, I believe, says that the that this is okay. So according to the Rambam, the Rambam has an halacha saying, "Vasa laruch dinu tshuva im amisnabe b'shem avodas kochavim." Lein sholem menu osam ofes. So according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to argue with him at all. So because arguing with him would mean that you're giving him credibility. So that's why the Rambam has a separate mitzvah, shalol shmoa min amisnabe b'shma, according to the Rambam. It means that in his kaseras it's mitzvah chaf. Ramban argues. Ramban says that that's not the case over there. It doesn't say. It's the pasuk says. Lo sishma el divrei hanaviyah. So Ramban says that's just not sorry. You shouldn't listen to what he's telling you. He's misleading you. He's telling you to follow avodah zarah. So it comes out that that's just one of many times that the Torah is mazir on avodah zarah. So it's not over for a separate mitzvah. Now Ramban learns it's a separate mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is you're not allowed to argue with him. Lo larach dinu tshuva memesnabe. So, if you, it means to say that you cannot give his statement any credibility whatsoever. If you want to disprove, you can't try to disprove logically what he's saying. Because any attempt to disprove logically means that there is some kind of feasibility to what he's saying. So you're giving it credibility. And that itself is the isser of losishma el divrei hanaviyahu. Ramban argues. Ramban says if that's the case. You said lo sishma divrei anaviyahu. El divrei means the content of what he's saying. Apparently, the Ram disagrees because the Rambam holds lo sishma el divrei is something which is subject to a variation of degree. That lo sishma el divrei could be on different levels. If you accept, if you argue with him, that means you're accepting a certain kind of a premise that there is that this is subject to rational investigation. Then that itself means, on some level, you're listening to what he's saying, according to the Rambam. Well, so it's machlokes Rishonim. According to the Rambam, that's what it means. It means that that you cannot give it any kind of credibility whatsoever. Apparently, the Rambam holds that that's the haschola of avodah zarah. In other words, considering the possibility, giving legitimacy to the possibility in the sense that you're saying it's an object which is a subject of debate, is itself the first step of listening to the content. Being influenced by the content of avodah zarah on some level. That's what the Rambam learns. Okay. So, at any rate, according to the Rambam, it's a special love, and practically it means one has to be cautious. That means if somebody claims that a certain avodah zarah came to him, and said such and such, you can't really, not permitted to argue that point, basically. You can argue in general, it's interesting, you can argue in general, avodah zarah is something which is a subject of debate. You see, Avraham Avinu argued against all the other avodah zarah. So, universally, you can disprove avodah zarah, and it's a mitzvah to disprove it. But if in a particular case where someone makes a particular claim that in a certain event happened to him with a particular avodah zarah, in that case it's usher to argue him. In that case it's usher to argue in the particular case, because then you're assuming in a way the possibility of the event. So universally it's a matter of knowledge when you argue universally. But if you can argue on the weather, if you can argue on the particular occurrence, that already is not a matter of that's not a matter of universal knowledge. That's accepting the possibility or saying that a certain event is an area of investigation when there's no, when that's going to give credibility to the phenomena. So therefore, it's also to argue the particular event. However, the universal institution of Avodah Zarah, that is a subject of which lends itself, which is actually a mitzvah to disprove. That's what Avraham Avinu did. Okay, so that's the Rambam Asa Lara Dinu Tshuva. I mean, we mentioned it. It's interesting philosophically. That means to say that according to the Torah, that in certain instances, arguing itself is asa, because it lends the situation credibility. I mean, we mentioned with regard to those who deny the Holocaust, I mean, discussing whether you should argue with them, you shouldn't argue with them. It would appear from the Rambam that you shouldn't, because in certain things, the arguing itself lends credibility to it, and it destroys the people. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And Maxim says, where's the Rambam? And Perik Aleph and Avodas Kochav Malacha Gimel, so the Rambam uses the same lashon. He says Laroch that Avraham Avinu was Orech Din im of the Avodah Zarah. Kivon Yekim Shehikir VeYoda Hischelosh of Shivus Abnei Erkastim. So that's a mitzvah. But in a particular event, you're not allowed to be orich din. That's the Rambam's halacha here. Okay. So now we're going back to the case itself. And halacha vav. What is the navi hamisnabe b'shem avodas kochavim? So he said, Aram says, even if he says latame es latame lataras a tohar, it's still misruv neshem reis a nechnak shenem asher daber shem alim acherim umeisan avio. So the halacha is the halacha apparently is not the content doesn't matter. I mean, the content doesn't matter in the institution of navi sheker. So what is Navi Sheker, apparently? Navi Sheker, apparently, is not because of his content. So, apparently, I mean, the Ram says, and then Allah Zayin says, V'chein Navi HaSheker Misaso B'chenek. Af Pishon Hashem Esnam B'Shem Hashem, V'loz V'lo Gora. Shneem Achon HaShem, same thing. He says, what is V'chein Navi Sheker? It's two different things. One is Misnabe B'Shem Avodas Kochavim, and one is Navi Sheker. How can he say V'chein Navi Sheker? I mean, there's no Shechas to it. It's two different things, completely. Because Navi HaSheker is Misnabe B'Shem Hashem. And the Allah Havav is Misnabe B'Shem Avodas Kochavim. So why does Rambam say V'chein? It's two different things completely. Yeah. So we wanted to say what the Rambam is referring to. What the Rambam is referring to, V'chein, he means to say not V'chein Novi Asheka, that the Novi Asheka is the same as Novi and Misnabe B'Shem Avodas Kochavim. But he means, he says, Misas V'chein, he means the last part. Afalpishin is nabe b'shem Hashem v'lo hosif v'lo gora. That he says v'chein. In other words, just like by navi emisnabe b'shem avodas kochavim afilu kiven es ha'alocha latame es ha'tami latar es ha'tohor, the same thing applies to navi sheker, that even though he's lo hosif v'lo gora. That's the v'chein. Means in both cases, even though the content is good, he's still chayav mesa. That's what the Rambam means. So now the question is, so what is the vera of the Navi Sheker and the Navi Misnabe B'Shem Avodas Kochavim? I mean, in both cases, the content apparently is not the problem. So what's the problem? So the problem is that he presents himself as a Navi when he's not. I mean, and then the V'chein is very good, because in both instances, the Chi of Misa is for giving the appearance of being a Navi. Whether he's misnabe b'shem avodas kochavim, or whether he claims, I mean, he's misnabe b'shem Hashem, but in both instances, he's giving the appearance of a navi sheker. I mean, I'm sorry, he's giving the appearance of a navi. He's giving the appearance of a navi. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the navi sheker, misnabe b'shem avodas kochavim, is both two separate mitzvahs. Okay. Now, So the question is, so what does the Rambam say v'chein? So the v'chein, once again, is that he, on the surface, say, because he's presenting himself as a Navi when he's not. That's why it's chayav misa. Okay. So then we had a problem. Problem is, when you take a look at Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, so the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Okay, so that's the Rambam Halacha Zayin. So it comes out that there's two types of nevuah. So now the question is, if the issue is to give the appearance of a navi, so then what if somebody comes and claims that he received nevuah? He claims he got this yediyah through nevuah, and it's sheker. Would he be chayev misa or not? For the Rambam would appear not. Because the Rambam says, what is the case in Halacha Vav? He says, Kochav Ploni Shem he says, Amar Likach Ploni Shem Mitzvah Lasas Kach V'Kach, El Shelo Lasas. So you see, it's only the category of Nevuah that has to do with Mitzvah. And the same thing is Navi Sheker. Because he says, even though it's Lahos Lagora, but he has to give a message. It has to be a message. So the question, in other words, and that's really the pasuk. Eis hashelo tzivisiv ledaber. Pasuk tzivisiv. So there must be a tzivoy. It must involve a tzivoy. So the question is, if the navi sheker is misaso because he gives the appearance of a navi when he's not, so then why isn't he chayev misa if he claims that he had nevuah with regard to a certain yedea? He's also giving the appearance of a Navi Sheker. He says, look, and we could know that it's Sheker, because let's say, for instance, we'll say that I got this Yediyah, and we know the Yediyah is false, but it's just the Yediyah Balma, it's not a Tzivoy. It's a philosophical Yediyah, whatever it is. Some kind of Yediyah. So, but there's no Tzivoy involved. So in such a case, it would appear from the Rambam there's not Chayev, it's not Chayev Misa. He's presenting himself as a Navi when he's not. Yeah, okay. So the answer is, what we said was that the Isser of Navi Sheker is for the person to pose as a Shaliach Hashem when he's not. That's the Chiyav Misa. Chiyav Misa is for posing as a Shaliach Hashem. So Shaliach Hashem means that he's saying that God sent him for some kind of a message, some kind of a purpose. That is the institution of Navi Sheker in both cases, and that's what he's Chayav Misa for. Whether it's Mesnabe B'Shem Avodah Zarah, or whether his claim is Mesnabe B'Shem Hashem, doesn't matter. The Isser and the Chayav Misa stem from the fact that he's presenting himself as a Shlech. And we mentioned also that psychologically that's very accurate, because that's really the emotion of those who attempt to destroy Yahadus. The emotion is, and it's the egocentricity attaches itself to some kind of a practical shlichus. Just to be a theoretician, that's not really the emotion. That's not the emotion, not the profile of that kind of a personality. So really, the Navi Sheker, and that his Chayav Misa is a profile of a certain kind of a personality. That personality will always try to involve themselves in some kind of a shlichus, some kind of a message, some kind of a message. The message is always an indicator of the emotion. Wherever you see that there's some kind of a new message, that's already that's where the emotion is. That really is a characteristic of the false Mashiachim. They always have a new message. By Yeshu also the same thing. That's the whole thing, is the new message. Okay. And actually, I mean, all the false Mashiachim, that's always what they, that's always a major characteristic. All right. So Navi Sheker really in the Rambam is found in two places. One is in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, and the other one is in Hilchas Sedei Torah, Perek Tes, essentially. Okay. So in Perek Tes, the Rambam says that the it's interesting. In Hilchas Avodas Kochavim is where the essence of Navi Sheker, the institution of Navi Sheker, is. In Hilchas Sedei Torah, it's Rav Agavorcha. Yes, because the mitzvah over there is the mitzvah of Sedei Torah is lishmo al divrei Navi Ha'emes. That's the Sedei Torah. But as is explaining Navi Emes, so naturally you have to distinguish between the Navi Emes and Navi Sheker. So Navi Sheker comes in also, but it's not coming in here essentially. Essentially, Navi Sheker belongs in the Avodas Kochavim. That's what the Rambam has the mitzvah. But insofar as the in order to understand what Navi Emes is, you have to understand in contradistinction to the Navi Sheker. So Navi Sheker comes into the picture. Agavurcham Perek Tes Nilchus Seretar. Okay. Okay. So now we had, so in the Rambam and Perek Tes, we had two problems. I haven't seen anybody mention this on the Rambam, but it's a very unusual thing where he says, in the Rambam Perek Teshi Yalocha Aleph, he says, if there's a whole Mazda Shein Ever Shelach Adesh Dov Me'ato, he says, Lefichach. Im Yamodish, Bain Minomos, Bain Mi Yisrael, Vyasa Osu Mofes, Vyomash, Hashem Shlacha Lahosef Mitzvah Gro Mitzvah, he says, etc., etc. I raise Navi Sheker, Omi Soso Bachanik. So, first of all, I mean, this really is against what the Minchas Chinuch says. Because the Minchas Chinuch says that a Navi, Minchas Chinuch has a Taina, Minchas Chinuch says that what's a Navi Sheker? Let's say Stam a guy comes along and says, I'm a Navi. So he says, it's Divrei Lagus Chok. It's not a Navi Shek. I mean, who's going to listen to him? The guy's a jerk. Meshuggah. So a person like that doesn't qualify even for a Navi Sheker. All right? So the question is, so the Minchas Chinuch says that what is a Navi Sheker? A Navi Sheker is someone that we would accept as a Navi Emes. He has all the qualifications of a Navi Emes. But actually, it's against the Rambam. It's against the Rambam on two fronts. First of all, openly, because the Rambam says, "Lefikach im yamod ish bein mina umos bein mi Yisrael." Mina umos doesn't qualify for a navi. Does not qualify. We don't listen to a navi mina umos. So because it says, "Navi mikir b'chol me'achecha kamoni," so that has to be mikir b'chol me'achecha. So that's an open pasuk. So this Rambam goes against that principle that a Navi Sheker is not someone that would qualify for a Navi Emes because I could be minimus. Then the second question is that why is he Chayav Misa? Why is it Misa so Bechanek if he's Minumos? I mean, it's not one of the Shevmas Minach. Why is he Chayav Misa? Okay. Now, another thing is, if you look carefully in the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam does not hold that a Navi Sheker is really someone who would qualify to be a Navi Emes. Why? Because the Rambam says, Lefikach im yamod ish bein minumos bein yisrael v'yasa osu mofes, v'yomash Hashem shlacha. All he says is yasa osu mofes, v'yomash Hashem shlacha. Okay, there again, you see the shlichus. So you see, you need two ingredients: osum ofeitz and Hashem shlacha. But when the Rambam says, when the Rambam talks about a navi emes, he has more than osum ofeitz. He says openly, he says v'lo kol osum ofeitz maminim lo. It's in Perek Ches Alach Hazayin, shehu navi. Ela adam sheyine yodnu ba matchiloso she royal in a vor be chachmaso be meiso she nesala ben al kol bnei gilo vaya mahalach bedak in a vor be gedushaso be prishuso v'yachakach bo vo osa osa mafeis v'oma shaker shlocho mitzvah l'shma mimeno. So you see, so there's a whole prerequisite there, and over here the Ram just says yasa osa mafeis, and he just says imyamorish. He doesn't even say navi. Imyamorish, beim in umos, beim yisov yasa osum ofes. So he's a chayav misa. And the Rambam is very careful about his lashon, because the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says V'chein im yom alonu ha-novi shenoda lonu shehu novi lavor alachas mikol mitzvos amuras batara. So he says, he has shenoda lonu shehu novi. That's what he should have said here. He should have said, lefika achem yamod ish shenoda lonu shehu novi beimin uzme Yisroel v'yasos mofes. Over here leaves it out. Doesn't say it. Okay? So apparently the Rambam holds that all you need is a smofes. So of course the Minchas Chinuch's question is a good question. What's the qualification over here? I mean, if somebody just gets up there, just the very lagus chok. We'll get back to that. But first of all, the question is how's a possible mina omos? That's one question. Okay, then later in the Rambam you have another interesting problem. Ram says that even in Halacha Gimel, he says, in Halacha Beis, he talks about where the Navi tells you to do something which is Devar HaRashus. But in Halacha Gimel, he talks about where the Navi tells you to do something which is to be over Al HaMitzvah. So he says, the Ram is, so of course, it's Machlag Shoshana Mavim, Machlag is Taisin Rambam. If the Navi tells you to be over a mitzvah, does he have to claim that he received Benavuah? That you should be over the mitzvah, that was a Dvar Nevuah, or let's say he says Mepiatzma, he himself decides that this is the right thing to do, you listen to him. So it's Machlok Shoshanim. Rambam would seem to hold that he has to claim it's Nevuah. Of course the Rambam is like this. Rambam says even if he tells me over a mitzvah, So he says over here that so the Ram says Dvar Hashem. Okay. But the Ram seems to be going up and back. If you look just the semantics of his lashon. Of course, first he says That's what he says first. Sounds like you have to listen to him. And then again he says, the implication is mi daitam. But then he says, when they would ask Eliyahu, he says, hayom b'chutz b'dvar Hashem. So there he sounds like only if he claims it's the Dvar Hashem. It's somewhat of a contradiction in his lashon. Okay. But another question that we asked was, why does the Rambam have to say this, have this whole dialogue? That if we'd ask Eliyahu or Navi, this is what he would say. I mean, what do you have to ask Eliyahu or Navi for? He asked the Sanhedrin, ask the Talmud Chacham, that's what he'd say. What do you have to have this whole thing over here? Whole dialogue. All right. So what we want to say first was that there's two types of Chiyuv Misa. That the Sanhedrin, two types of Misa. One Misa that the Sanhedrin kills somebody is because the Gavra is over an Avera. Okay? So then it's a Misa B'Toras Gavra. Like guys Machal Shabbos. Okay? Okay. But the second kind of Halacha and Misa, another Halacha Misa's Bezdin is that Bezdin simply kills the person B'Toras Cheftza, which means that this individual, this entity must be destroyed. There it's like Kies Mizbechosom, Kies Mizbechosom Titotzon, okay? So it's halacha must be removed. So what we said at first like this, that the halacha, the mitzvah of killing the Navi, Sheker, is halacha in the Cheftza. That this Cheftza must be removed from the world. So that's why even an Akum would be Chayav Misa on that. You'd be allowed to kill an Akum. Okay? Yeah. So, it's interesting. for Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Ne'erich, basically, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. They don't kill him if he says he wants to be Mosef on the Mitzvahs. But over here, Beznes and Hedgin would actually kill him, because the halacha is that this entity must be removed. Okay? So it's Misa B'Torah Schechtza. Okay. That's why the Ram says, what is the Chechtza? The Chechtza means this like this. It means there cannot be in existence an entity which contradicts the whole system of Nevuas Moshe, okay, of the Torah, okay, there can't be in existence something that contradicts the entity of Nevuas Moshe. So that's why, as an entity, he must be destroyed. That's why the Rambam says Ilu Sholu Es Eliyahu. Why? Because the Rambam wants to show that Eliyahu Hanavi, even though he tells you to be over the mitzvah, he is not an entity which stands in contradiction to Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if you'd ask him, this is what he would say. That's what the Rambam gives that example. Okay, he's not a Tati de Sasri to Nevuas Moshe. So actually, so the Misa for the Navi is a Misa B'Torah Schefza. Okay. Now, however, if we take a look at the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, he seems to contradict this. Because he says that in Halacha Aleph, Hashem Hashem Mitzvah Sin Stab Yisrael Inan Lo'olam Mul Doradoros on Mitzvah His Mano You Hareza Nevi Sheker Why Sherei Bola HaKrishn Vos Shem Hashem. He says Umisaso Bechenaki Yez Al Shehizid L'daber B'Shem Hashem Mashe Lo Tzivah. So it seems to be that the Misa is because it was Hizid L'daber B'Shem Hashem Mashe Lo Tzivah. So there it's a Misa B'Taras Gavra, right? So we said it was like this. So we said that the Misa is really a Misa B'Taras Chefza. But the profile of the Chefza is a Gavra that's Hizid L'daber B'Shem Hashem Mashe Lo Tzivah. So the role of the Gavra is part of the profile of that entity. But essentially it's a Misa B'Taras Chefza, not B'Taras Gavra. So that's why he'd be Chayav Hasra. Of course, it is Misa B'Taras Chefza, so on the surface you wouldn't need Hasra. Okay, because this Chefza can't exist. But you will need Hasra. And the Ram does say Hasra by Navi Shekin Nechosvaz Kham. So the reason why you need Asra is because the entity, there cannot be an entity of an individual that is hezid l'daber b'shem Hashem Hashem lo tzivah. Okay, now we come to the Minchas Tunich's question. What about the how could he be a Navi Sheker if he doesn't qualify to be a Navi, right? So the answer is like this. So that there are two types of when you take a look at what the Navi does, there are two different types of Navi. In other words, two ways that a Navi proves that he's a Navi. One way is where he doesn't know some office, and that's one way. Okay. And the second way is not that he does know some office, but he's Magid Asidus. Of course, the Rambam says that's actually Perek Yud. Perek Yud, he talks about a Navi who comes Navi through being Magad Asidus. Kol Navi Shem Alon Avi Yomash Hashem Shlacho Ein Tzach Lasos Os Kecha Meosos Moshe Rabbeinu. But what do we say? Ela Os Shelo Sheyom Dvarim Asidum Lios Baolam V'Yayam Nedvarav. Okay, Shinema V'Chisam V'Vachaychon Adadolah. So there's two ways that the Navi can demonstrate that he's a true Navi. And the second way is through being Magid Asidus. So he says, and then this is El Omrim Lo and Navi Ata Amar Dvar Masidim Lios, Vuhu Amar Vanu Machakim Liros Ayavo Dvar Vim Lo Yavo. Vafilin Nafal Dvar Kutin Biyadushu Navi Sheker. Okay. So over here in Perek Tes, the Rambam is talking about the Navi that makes himself a Navi through Osam Ofes. So there the Rambam doesn't require that that he should be someone, like the Rambam says before, that he should be someone that we hold as Roif and Avoah. Okay, it's why? Because the profile of the Navi Sheker, according to the Rambam, is not only a person who is a great Talmud Chacham that says a Sheker. The profile of the Navi Sheker is the individual that's hezid ledaber davar b'shem Hashem, which means that he does all the actions of a Navi. Okay, so what are the actions of a Navi? The actions of a Navi is basically is osim ofes. And it owes two things, osim ofes and Hashem shlocha. So if he does those two things, then he's going to be chayav mesa. But if he uses the second method, where it's magid asidus, so in being magid asidus is stam nothing. It's if he's stam meshugan, it's magid asidus, it's divrei lagus chok. So by being magid asidus, there you need the, there you must have the other element, namely that he's a person that's a great Talmud Chacham. All right, like the Shenodalar Shonavi. Okay, why? Because otherwise it would be different lagus chok. So therefore, it could be one of two ways: either through osim ofes, in which case we don't have to have the prerequisites, or else if it's magid asidus, so magid asidus could be stam divrei lagus chok. So there you need the prerequisite. Then the hagodas asidus is actually, you know, hagodas asidus requires a certain framework. It's just stam magid asidus is nothing. But the magid asidus requires a certain framework where the Ram says shonu machakem vano machakem lo liros hayavo dvarim lo yavo. So that's a different kind of a situation. In osim ofes, you don't need that. So therefore, that alone, if he's osim ofes Hashem shlocho, so no be chayav misa. Okay. So in other words, basically, the navi sheker is a certain profile. It's a profile of hezid ledaber davar b'shem Hashem, and hezid ledaber davar b'shem Hashem needs some kind of a verification. Otherwise, like the Menachas Chaim says, it's true. Be divrei lagus chok. Okay. Yeah, I mean, actually, it's mistava like the Ram, because to say, if you're going to say like the Menachas Chinuch, so it'll mean the only one that'll be Navi Sheker is only if he's a great Talmud Chacham. That's not true. Okay. So now, last point. Now we didn't answer one question. The question is, the Rambam seems, we said that the semantics of the Rambam seems to be in contradiction. Because first he says, you listen to him. He says, Neshu Novi, it's an Alacha Gimel, Paraktes Alacha Gimel. Neshu Novi mitzvah l'shma alo. Mashmah to listen to him. Neshu Novi, what is Neshu Novi? He should have said, Neshu Dvar Hashem is mitzvah l'shma alo. Well, what do you mean, Neshu Novi? And then also, again, where he says later, he says, G'der Chazosim, Tzivu Kol Novim, Lava L'fisho, mitzvah l'shma alo him. Hey, Mitzvah Shmuel Hashem. Mitzvah Shmuel is Dvar Hashem. He answers like this. Apparently, what the Rambam holds is that you're not allowed to listen to the Navi because it's Dvar Hashem. There's only one Dvar Hashem, and that's Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's like he says before. He says, Holomaz, that's in Perek Shemini, Allah Gimel. Holomaz, Holomaz, Adama, Leidim, Sheid, Lodam, Aldova, Shara, Be'ena, and I'm sorry. He says, I'm sorry, no, in Allah Abayz. He says, Nimtasam, Shkol Nova Shyamara Hamosh Rabbeinu. Ain on a mamina bab nea os with Vado Kadesh and Nomar, and Yasa os, Nishmalo, the Homash Yomar. Am they have mitzvah, Shetiva Moshe, but Tarama, and Nasan os, Elof Tishmon. Kimosh, Sivon Lachta, Vador Pishnayim Adim, Vav Pishin on a Yodim, in Meidu MS, in Sheker. Kach mitzvah, Shmom is then of Pishin on a Yodim, in Maos MS, Obekish of a lot. So it's a loch of Elof Tishmon. So what the Rambam holds is that Elof Tishmon, see Taisva says Elof Tishmon means Midas Atzmo. The Rambam learns Elof Tishmon is a Megareah. It's a reduction in his Nemanus. On the contrary, Elof Tishmon means, according to Taisva, Elof Tishmon means it's Mosif in his Nemanus. It's saying that even if he does Midas Atzmo, it's a Mosif. According to the Rambam, it's a Megareah. It reduces the Nemanus. It means to say you're not allowed to listen to him because it's Dvar Hashem. Because you don't know if it's Dvar Hashem. There's only one Dvar Hashem, and that's from Moshe Rabbeinu. But from the Navi, it's only because the Dvar Hashem from Moshe Rabbeinu says Elof Tishmon. But if you would believe him that it's a Dvar Hashem, then you're going to have problems, because then you're going to say that there's another Dvar Hashem besides the Dvar Hashem of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that does not exist. Okay? Because the Rambam says, because we don't know if it's Emes or Sheker. Kach mitzvah l'shmom izenav b'shin yinam emos emes avakishvalot. So we never know. That's what the Rambam means. That's why the Rambam says umeneishu novi mitzvah l'shmarlo. The Rambam really holds that he has to make the claim that it's Dvar Hashem. Like he says, Aval ni'akrava yom b'chutz b'dvar Hashem. But what the Rambam says is you're not allowed to listen to him because it's Dvar Hashem, because you don't know if it's Dvar Hashem. You're only allowed to listen to him because he's a Navi. Because he's a Navi, and because the mitzvah says, Elef Tishmon. And that's the same thing. Vala derech hazosim, tzivu kol nevim, lava lefishon, mitzvah l'shmo lehem. So l'shmo lehem, Elef Tishmon, and the Rambam minimizes the nemonis. Okay? It's exactly the opposite of Tesis. Okay. Problem is, though. I mean, right. Now we have one problem. The last Rambam in Yisod HaTorah. Okay. Serious problem. Ram says, Nalachahei, Navi Sheheilo, Navi Acher Shu Navi. Okay, Becheskas Navi. Alright, nice, I guess. Then the next level. Navi shenoda nevuaso v'aminu b'dvar pamach apam of shehid lo navi v'yovu b'dak nevuah osu l'chashiv achrav l'har b'nevuaso shema ina emes. One second, what we just said before, you don't know if emes or not. Direct contradiction what I said in Perek Ches. Okay? And he goes on, v'osu l'asos yos midai v'lo niya hochum anasim l'olam Shinemal Asnashon Lakechem, Ayeshim Kibrenima, Elameacha, Shinoda, Shazen Novi, Yaaminu Vyedu Kiashem, Bekirbam, Velo Yaharu, Voyachashu, Voyachshu, Achrav. Kinin Shinema, Vyedu Kinova Yavasoch. This is a direct contradiction. Adoram says, now you know that God is among you. I mean, that means it's Boro and Yadua, and you can't be Mahara. Second Ram say before that we don't know if what he's saying is true. So we don't know. It's a contradiction here. He says we know. Yeah. And also, it's like we just said before, that mitzvah l'shmoa a lov, the neshu novi mitzvah l'shmoa, but not, it's not because it's Dvar Hashem, because you don't know if it's Dvar Hashem or not. So we said, like I said, the Rambam in the last halacha is explaining the mitzvah of lo sinasu esod Hashem alakecham, ayesh Hashem bekirbeinu emayin. What it means is like this. What the Rambam means is like this. The halacha demands that the person should be totally rational when it comes to nevuah, just like to anything else. Which means to say like this. Which means to say like this. The Rambam in Perek Ches is talking about a Navi when he... It's talking about a Navi insofar as a specific is concerned, so we never know. However, what the Rambam says, if it's a Navi Muchzak, Pam Achar Pam, so rationality dictates that if it's a Navi Muchzak, Pam Achar Pam, and you believe that the institution of Nevuah exists, and not only that it exists, but that God actually instructs the Navi for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so if you believe that is true, and you see Pam Achar Pam that this Navi is speaking the truth, so then if the person is Mahar and Machashev, it shows that he's denying the principle, because rationality demands at a certain point. That he accepts that this is the phenomenon of Nevuah that Tara's talking about. And if he keeps on being Mahar and Machashev, then it shows that he doesn't accept the principle of Nevuah. Okay? Which is really the principle of Ashura Shechina, the Rambam says. That's Ashura Shechina is through the Navi. So therefore he says, Ein l'nasasa yosem midai. What does yosem midai mean? It means there's a quantity, there's a point that you reach where, how do you know what Yosem Midai is? It means there's a point that you reach that rationality dictates that what you're witnessing is the phenomena that the Torah is talking about. So then you not only see, you notice the Ram doesn't say that you have to say that what he says is emes. He says, Osir lachashev achrav lahar b'nevuos Hashem or ain amos. It means to say that even though you never know in a specific nevuah, and a navi has bechira, it could change. I mean, it's possible he changes, so you don't really know in a specific nevuah that is dvar Hashem. You're just doing it because elav tishmon. Okay, he's basar adam, he's an adam, but you, insofar as the institution of nevuah, rationality dictates that at a certain point you realize that this is the phenomenon that the Torah is discussing, and that what you're witnessing is the Hashra Shechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Besocham. So that's the love of Los Anasso. That's the love of Los Anasso. So it comes out like this. And so far as a Navi is concerned, when he first presents himself as a Navi, so then you don't really know at that point whether there's Ashra Shechina. Okay, maybe it's because of a lot, but still it's Elof Tishman. After he's a Navi Mukhzik Pam Achar Pam, then if you don't accept the fact that there's Ashra Shechina, it means that you don't accept the whole idea. Then we must say that you're in a state, an irrational state, where you don't accept the principle. That's the halacha of Los Anasso, Asad Hashem Lekechem. That's the love of Los Anasso. Means you refuse to accept this, therefore you keep on being Maharach HaNavi, and you keep on testing him. Okay? But even a Navi that's Murzik Pam Achapam, okay, the Rambam doesn't say that what he says you know is Dvar Hashem. That you never know. Maybe right now, maybe he changed. Maybe he's a Navi can be Kavish Vasa also. A Navi has Bechira. So in specific, you don't know, in a specific instance. But in general, the witnessing those kind of phenomena demand, dictate that your mind tell you that this is the institution of Nevoah. And if you don't, then it shows you that basically you're denying one of the principles of the Das. So a person rationally should say, after he witnesses Pam Achar Pam of a Navi, that there's a Ashra Shechina in Klal Yisrael. But even then, in a specific, of course, you still never know. For instance, a Novi that's Huchzik Pam Achar Pam, if he should tell you to go against the Torah, there's no halacha that once he's Huchzik Pam Achar Pam, that you're going to listen to him no matter what he says. That we never do. Because there's only one Dvar Hashem that we know intrinsically is Dvar Hashem, and that's the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. But in general, if you see a Novi that's Murzik Pam Achar Pam, you must say this is what you're witnessing. Your mind must conclude that what you're witnessing is Ashra Shechina. You have witnessed Ashra Shechina. If, however, even after that, he tells you to go against Torah, so then you'll know that he's a Novi Shek, he's Chayav Misa. Okay. So the Isilos Nasu is not the same as the evidence of Sinai, of course. Sinai means that we know intrinsically as Emes. But there is an Isser when you witness certain events, to there comes a point where if you deny the Ashra Shechina, it shows you that you don't really accept the principle of Nevoah. That's the Isilos Nasu. It's a delicate matter. In other words, there reaches a point where the person is not allowed to be maharher and machashev, because he's witnessed a certain amount, then he can't be maharher and machashev anymore. Okay. Even though, of course, it does not mean, it means that there's two states. There's a state in which a person, there are two states. I mean, if, for instance, the Navi will tell you to do something against the Torah, then you'll know that he's a Navi Sheker. And then you'll know there's a Navi Sheker. So if he's a Navi Sheker, it's Chayav Misa. And at that point, I mean, it could be that Lamafreya, the Mafreya, you would say that he wasn't a Navi. I mean, that's not a problem, because you ask me, say, so let's say, for instance, you'll see, so how could I say before that there was a Ashra Shechina? How can I know before there was a Ashra Shechina? I said, my phrase, he was Navi Sheker. So the whole thing was Sheker Met Chilasa. First of all, it doesn't necessarily mean the whole thing was Sheker Met Chilasa. But it could be. It could be. Once you see that he was Sheker, then it would make sense to say that Lamafreya was Sheker. But that still doesn't contradict the Issa of Losanasu. The Issa of Losanasu is that that you're not allowed to be Mahara Machashev when evidence, you have to go by the evidence. And by the evidence that you have, so your mind must be relaxed insofar as the veracity of what the Navi is concerned, what the Navi is saying. However, if you have new information, of course, then you have to judge it differently. But given Lo Sanasu means in this situation, given the situation where the Navi was Muchsak Pam Achapam, then your mind must conclude that there's Ashra Shechina. Okay? That's the conclusion. If it doesn't conclude that, then you're over Lo Sanasu. Alright? However, let's say the Navi turns out to be a Navi Shechina, then that's a different situation. Then there's no situation. But there is a situation which demands that based upon the information you have, your mind must draw the conclusion that there is Ashra Shechina. Okay? But your mind can never draw the conclusion that what the Navi says is definitely Dvar Hashem. I mean, because then if he will contradict the Torah, so he'll say, this is a Dvar Hashem and Sinai is Dvar Hashem and I'm a quote in the Tatar Sasri. So it's not an intrinsic knowledge of Dvar Hashem. It's just a certain conclusion that your mind should draw, in general, a different type of conclusion. In other words, the conclusion is drawn based upon the evidence that you have. There's a certain state of mind that should be reached based upon that evidence. Okay, however, if the Navi turns out to be Navi Sheker, then it contradicts it, then it's a different story. But a person can only gain the dying al mashin of Ross. I mean, you have to draw conclusions based upon a certain information that you have. Okay, but the conclusion that you draw is itself based upon the fact that the Torah tells you that there is such a situation of Nevuah, and therefore the situation has arisen. So it's based on the intrinsic knowledge of Sinai. It's not, in other words, the conclusion that you draw about the Navi is based upon the intrinsic knowledge of Sinai. That's why if the Navi should turn out to be a Navi Sheker, you know, which is possible, because even a Navi, the Moses, Pam Achapam, you're not going to follow him if he tells you to go against Torah, right? Why? Because then you'll see that this was not the situation that you thought. But it's not intrinsic. That knowledge of the situation is based upon the idea that you have from Sinai. If it weren't for the idea from Sinai, you'd never follow this Navi. So therefore, if the Navi contradicts Sinai, so then he's dropped. But if he doesn't contradict Sinai, so then your mind should conclude that this is what Sinai said is going to happen. That's an amazing thing. This would answer the question also, an old question we dealt with once, of Makrish Magidel. Why do you say Makrish Magidel? Why is Makrish Magidel also, Ram says, why don't I say that, look, no one knows who he is? Maybe Rabbi Akiva was not a tzaddik. How do I know? I don't know. Right? You don't know Navi, so I know Rabbi Akiva. So the answer is, that's Allah of Pam Achapam. That there's a certain amount, as you reach a certain point, where if the person denies it, he's a Rasha. Same thing with that's Allah of Makrish Magidel. That once these people are proven as Balei HaMasora, so then if you question them, then you're Makrish Magidel. Yeah, that's right. So Makrish Magidel is once someone is proven to be Mi Magidel from the Balei HaMasora, then he's over in this of Makrish Magidel. You say that's like Pam HaPam. That's the same phenomenon of Pam HaPam. That means the guy just denies reality. But a specific Navi in the first time, that's not enough. The first time he appears, even though he does Osam Office, you don't know yet. Ayesh Hashem b'kebeni umayim. But later, after a certain amount of time, then you must conclude that this is Ashur HaShechina and that he is a Navi Emes. And he is a Navi Emes. You have to conclude that way. Now, if you don't conclude there's a Navi Emes, then it shows you that you just doubt the whole institution of the law. But still, the reason why I conclude is based upon the knowledge from the whole system of Chamish Chumshto, which is Sinai, which is the only intrinsic knowledge. Okay, his MS is not intrinsic. That's why if he tells you at any point, even after that, to go and study, no, he's a liar. You know, that's false. I'll give you another question. If you're going to say in the first Rambam that you never know whether the guy's a Navi or a Kishu or Lot, so maybe Shmuel wasn't a Navi? Why not say maybe Shmuel wasn't a Navi? Maybe Yishayahu was not a Navi? Maybe these weren't of him? He goes, you don't know, right? Over here we say we do know. Why? Because it's Muchzik Pam Achapam.